about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Verses 18 to 25, Genesis chapter 2. Then looking in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Verses 15 through 33, Ephesians chapter 5. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift, the blessed gift and institution of marriage. And thank you for the many ways lives are blessed and enriched as we simply read your word and walk in the counsel and wisdom of your word with regards to marriage and everything else. Father, more and more, I pray that you'd raise up more and more ministries and outreaches to encourage and minister to marriages and families. Help us to know, Lord, that this was an institution created by you, and it's for your glory and the building of your kingdom. Help us to seek to honor you in the way we move into marriage, the way we as the church teach about it and encourage it as you would have us to. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the image of marriage. Thank you so much how you call us the bride of Christ. Heavenly Father, I just ask that we would take more and more advantage of everything you've given us to thrive. Heavenly Father, you've given us so many resources. You've given us the Holy Spirit. You've given us so much knowledge and wisdom. You've given us truth. You've given us scripture. Heavenly Father, I just ask that we would grow our roots deep in your word, that we'd grow our roots deep in your truth, in relationship with you, as we seek to be the best we can be practically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the wholesome image that you have of growing as your bride. Thank you so much. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Let me remind every listener, we, on a regular basis, we encourage you to email us to get copies of different prayer tools and discipleship tools we provide in the way of articles. One of those tools, of course, is a Christian Family Prayer Guide. And this, amongst other things, it includes about 13 Bible-based prayers. And two of the prayers are a husband's daily prayer for his wife and a wife's daily prayer for her husband. So if you haven't gotten a copy of that, please email us to get a copy of it, because, again, our encouragement is that you will take it, and every husband will take time to pray it for his wife daily, and wives, that you'll take time to pray this prayer based on scripture for your husband as well daily. So, and keep in mind, in all my years as a pastor, I found that everybody needs help in their prayer life. Absolutely everybody. So we can encourage and help each other along that way. So this or any of the other prayer tools or discipleship tools that we provide, we're glad to get them to you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get this prayer tool or any of the others to you as well. We're very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Ebony Stamps. She's the author of a book entitled Wife Uncooked. Ebony, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much for having me.
Honor and a privilege to have you on. And the title of your book, Wife Uncooked, and in just a few moments, I want to ask you to really take time to explain the title. But before we do, would you take a few moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners and help them to better know who you as the author of the book, Wife Uncooked, is?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Ebony Stamps, and I'm a woman who I believe deeply in growth, in purpose, and also becoming. And I'm really passionate about emotional and spiritual health, about identity, and about helping women walk in confidence and wholeness and really truly who God has called them to be. And my own journey has been one of healing and maturing and just really learning how to show up fully as myself in God and in marriage, in ministry, also, and in leadership as well. And I love creating safe spaces for women to really develop and be honest with themselves and discover who they can become when they are partnering with God, even before marriage. So again, I'm a wife, a mentor, a builder. I'm someone who's really always learning. My tagline is never done, but always getting better. I'm very transparent about my process because I believe that our becoming is just as valuable as our breakthroughs. So my heart really is to help women live well, love well, really grow well, but really stay connected to who God has called them to be.
All righty. Well, again, grateful to have you on. And as you and I had spoken before the broadcast about this reality, I'm grateful for ministries that really focus on marriage overall in view of the fact that in our culture, marriage needs a lot of help. And the fact is, people in our culture need a lot of guidance, help, counsel, and encouragement biblically about what marriage is and why it's important then. So again, as your book very much is focused on especially ministering to wives and wives-to-be, we're grateful to have you to come on and share. So now before we go further, I'm going to ask, would you take time now to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear whatever the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast and to learn through the message of this book?
Yes, absolutely. Lord, I just glorify you and bless you and praise you. And I thank you for every listener I thank you for every man and every woman, and I just ask that you bless their ears, bless their hearts, bless their souls, bless them to be able to receive what you have for them. I thank you, Lord, that even as I speak, even as we speak on this broadcast, that your Holy Spirit is here to speak through us, to lead, guide, and direct us, to bless the words that will penetrate the hearts of your sons and your daughters, that they walk away whole and fulfilled, that they walk away with something that has sparked their interest, sparked their encouragement, sparked their joy, Lord God, and even sparked their wisdom in what you are calling them to do and to see and to have in this season of their life, whatever season it may be in, they may be in, Lord God. I ask that you encourage them, strengthen them, and bless them. And I just thank you that they will be receptive to what you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ebony. Now, amen. As we dive in, I want to ask if you'll first explain the title, Wife Uncooked. What was behind that you feel like the Lord leading you to give the book that title?
Yes, well, I got married in 2014, and I had a little bit of difficulty with the idea of cooking. My husband, he has very profound taste buds, and he came from a home where his mother was a cook, and everyone was, his sisters were bakers, they baked, and his mom cooked, and so I felt I had a little bit of insecurity in that area, and the Lord began to, so I found out that I can be humorous with it a little bit, and the Lord began to let me know that it's not just about my role in knowing exactly how to cook and in my expertise in that area, but he was showing me, let's focus on the development, your self-development. What about your identity? We don't enter into marriage fully baked. We don't enter into marriage perfected or polished or complete, but we evolve and we learn and we heal, we mature. So God began to give me that title of Wife Uncooked, that, you know, practically and physically, naturally, I felt uncooked in the kitchen, but he was really showing me that let's focus on the surrender. Let God work on you piece by piece, that you're never done, but you're always getting better. Just like a meal, when we think about a meal, we're constantly getting it prepared, we're cooking it, we're making sure that it's getting done. But when we talk about self-development, that's something in an area where we're actually never done, but we're always getting better.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you kind of set up, you mentioned about in your marriage that your husband was one who appreciated food and came from a cooking family. That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yes, exactly.
But we
worked it out. I became better.
That's good. That's good. But that's powerful. Yes. That again, the Lord even used that to help you kind of see where you were, because obviously, you know, cooking and eating has a wonderful place in life. But the fact is, growing up in our faith and learning, becoming more and more like Christ is a very important part too. So that's a beautiful way to kind of, for the Lord to teach you and to mold you at the same time. So would you dive right in and tell our listeners about the message, some of the basics of the message behind your book?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. So Wife Uncooked it's really a lifestyle and self-development brand for women who are preparing for marriage, but also those who are already married, but they're still growing, they're still healing, they're becoming better, as we stated. So the whole message is that you don't have to be perfect to be purposeful. So the most important thing is to really focus on who God called you to be and realize that, again, you're never done, but every single day, God is working on you. When you're seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, he's helping you become the woman and the man that God created you to be. And I created Wife Uncooked back in, again, 2015. I decided that my husband was at work and I was sitting on the couch.
Ebony, I'm going to have to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break, okay? Our phone guest today is Ebony Stamp. She's the author of the book, Wife Uncooked. We'll be right back.
like you. You are great and powerful. No one can do the things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things.
Great and powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
You're the beginning.
Jennifer Meikle with Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Ebony Stamp. She's the author of the book Wife Uncooked. And Ebony, before we jump back to you specifically, would you tell our listeners, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, can you tell them how they can do that?
Yes, absolutely. The book is Wife Uncooked is available on Amazon.com. And you can get it there at that link.
Okay. All right. And if someone possibly wants to be in touch with you, can you tell them how they could be in touch with you by way of email?
Yes, absolutely. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can actually email me at ebony@wifeuncooked.com. And that's Ebony, E-B-O-N-I-E, at wifeuncooked.com.
Okay. All righty. And so if you'll just dive right back in where we before the break came into play there, okay?
Absolutely. So I was saying I created Wife Uncooked because so many women focus on the wedding day, but not the woman that they're becoming. It's usually about the ring, and it's about the location and the dress, and all of those things are very important. But I wanted to highlight the focus of self-development. And I got married back in June of 2014. And in a year from then, in 2015, I was sitting on my couch while my husband was at work, and I just said to myself, you know what, I didn't properly prepare for this. I felt like something was missing. I didn't feel like I had the confidence in being a wife like I wanted. I didn't feel like I had an individual confidence as well that I should have had. So, but the Lord began to reveal to me regarding self-development and areas that He wanted me to focus on. So I realized, I came to the conclusion that maybe I could write or create something for young women preparing for marriage to have a practical guide that would highlight things that would be beneficial for them in their preparation. So my heart began to focus on helping women do the inner work, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, practically, so they could bring confidence and identity and wholeness into their marriage rather than any type of discouragement or any type of lack in those areas. So really, it's a blend of wisdom and just a real life growth. And I talk about everything in the book from emotional health, identity in Christ, communication, even friendship dynamics, fitness, homemaking, and just becoming the kind of wife who can thrive and really not just survive in marriage. So Wife Uncooked is and has been a journey of transformation, and I pray that it is a safe place for women to say, you know what, I'm not perfect, but I'm willing to prepare properly. And my goal is to give them those tools and also give scriptures and stories and also encouragement just so they know to become the best versions of themselves for God and also for the purpose of their future marriage or even their current marriage. Mm-hmm. So that is my heart behind Wife Uncooked.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Now, you know, one thing I'd like to share, and of course I want to ask you to comment on your share your thoughts on this, but The Bible actually has a lot to say about marriage, whether people pick up on that or not. A lot of insight and wisdom that has to do specifically with marriage, but also much wisdom about life that affects marriage as well. If someone was to ask you, Ebony, how important is the Word of God to a wife's life as it relates to preparing yourselves for marriage? How would you respond to that question?
Yes, the Word of God is key. It is foundational, and it is the principle that every woman needs in order to go into marriage. Because what we first need to realize that when I was reading Genesis this week, it was kind of eye-opening because Adam was given instruction not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when God gave him that instruction, God said, well, now let me give you a helpmeet. But he didn't automatically go to Eve. He went into creating the animals, the beast of the field and the fowl of the air. And it came to, and then after he created the beast of the field and the fowl of the air and brought forth the animals, he realized that they weren't enough. They weren't sufficient for Adam. And so then he created Eve. And so it was very profound to me that God gave those instructions to Adam before Eve was even, I mean, she was thought of by God, of course, but not thought of just yet. And it was interesting that once the serpent approached Eve and she listened and then went ahead and gave the fruit or gave her husband, Adam, something to partake, the fruit to partake, it dawned on me that she was immediately a major influence in his life. Because I said, Lord, well, how can she be such a profound influence to him when she was not even there in the beginning of the instruction? She was nowhere to be found, but it showed me that women have such a great influence on their husband. And if we do not have a foundational wisdom and a connection with God, then our influence is not as effective. And so the Word of God and our relationship with the Lord and how we are influenced by the Word of God is so profound. Even though our husband is the leader and he's so strong and a man of God of our home, our influence to him is very important. And our husbands listen to us, and they love us, and they respect us in that sense. So it's very important that we lay that foundation with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ebony, that's a very powerful point to consider, the fact that it was that the serpent approached Eve, and it was through Eve's influence that Adam was influenced as well. And one would wonder, well, what if Eve hadn't done what she'd done? Well, of course, it's no need in thinking about hypotheticals at this point. But the reality is, just like you mentioned, she has tremendous influence in his life. And when she uses that for good, what wonderful things can take place within a marriage as she uses that as a companion, a prayer warrior at the side of her spouse, and just so many other things too. So powerful, very powerful point. Would you pray for wives specifically, and also wives-to-be, that they would grow in their understanding of the fact that we're called to be influencers for the kingdom of God, and our goal should be to become outstanding at it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for wives in that regard?
Absolutely. Yes, Lord. I just glorify you and I bless you. And I thank you for every wife that is listening. I thank you for every woman that is preparing for marriage who is not yet a wife. But I just thank you for the journey that she is on. And I bless them, Lord. I bless each and every one of them, their mind, their heart, Lord God, their relationship with you, that they realize, Lord God, that they are great influences. Our culture is so caught up on being an influencer, God, but we need to be true influences of the Word of God. We have to have, Lord God, that time with you. We have to spend that time with you. Help the women who are listening to desire to seek first your kingdom, to dwell with you, to seek you, to spend quality time with you, to be intimate with you, to grow their prayer life with you. Help them to realize, Lord God, that the influence that they need to become as individuals on this earth and as well as in their marriage, the influence begins with you, Lord. The influence begins in a relationship with you. The influence begins in a relationship with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, O God, and we just ask that these daughters of Zion, these daughters of the Most High God, truly understand who they are called to be, their purpose, their calling, and what you are calling them to do in the earth realm as a wife and even as a woman. So I bless you, Lord, and I thank you that their ears and their minds, their hearts will receive what thus saith the Lord. And will also receive the time that you are calling them in, just like in the Song of Solomon. Call your daughters, Lord God, into the secret place, into the chambers with you, God. Allow them to rest under the apple tree that you have planted. Embrace them with your left hand, Lord, and hold their head with your right arm, Lord God. And I just thank you for the time of intimacy that your daughters are coming into. And we glorify you for this, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ebony. Father, I too thank you and I praise you for wives, and not only wives, but just believers out there. What a privilege we have of being vessels of your Holy Spirit through whom you can reach and draw and influence those around us for your kingdom, and help be vessels you can use to point people to Jesus Christ. Help us to know, Lord, that that's a major part of why we're in this world, to be vessels through which you can point people to you. Help us to be diligently about that business every day, and help us to prayerfully seek your wisdom as to how to become more and more effective at that daily as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Ebony, I want to ask you this question too. This is something, well, that I've seen, and I imagine many have seen too, but it's a challenge in our culture as it relates to marriage. Years ago, and this was why I was pastoring as well, but was working in a public school setting. And The discussion of marriage came up in a classroom. And one young lady, one young teenage girl, her response was, "Why do I need to get married?" Now, her unique situation was she had, I think, 5 sisters, and her mother had never been married. And what a profound situation she was in, to where her one of the main influences in her life, her mother had never been married, and apparently her as a role model, she hadn't cast a vision for marriage for her daughter, and this young lady wanted to know why. How would you answer that question from a young teenage girl in that sad situation?
Yes, I would encourage her. I would encourage her that God created marriage in the beginning, and I know that she didn't have that example, but that marriage is really about stretching, it's about maturing, it's about refining, and it really forces a communication. It really develops humility and forgiveness, responsibility, and even though she didn't see that within a home, I would try to do my best to help her realize that God created marriage for partnership. It's not about we're not meant really to live this life in isolation. Just because you're strong doesn't mean you're meant to do life alone. And that's really a misconception. I feel like nowadays our culture and this generation, they think, you know what, I'm independent. I can do this by myself. I really don't need it. And I understand her mom did exemplify that in the home. But marriage is not about losing independence. It's about building interdependence. And God said it is not good for man to be alone. And that applies, of course, to women too, because they're not because they're incomplete, but because partnership aligns with God's design for wholeness and covering and even legacy. So I know she was a young girl at the time, but that's really where I would come from in explaining that to her. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, the reality is we as the church, obviously, it's so critical that we keep our mission before us. The fact is we're called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to help people to come to know Christ. And then once they're saved, we're to teach them to become disciples. And a part of that, of course, is teaching them God's way of doing things. And one of the great challenges before the church is the fact that we need to challenge young men and women, get married. look at God's word for guidance and direction, as opposed to the world, which says you don't have to get married. You can have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or casual friends, and the world just says sexual involvement is for pleasure and it's for their fun, and that marriage is not critical. Well, the church needs to teach young folks sex is for married people, between a married husband and wife and no one else. But lots of young people have never heard that message. So it's so important for us as the church to really better understand that. Lord, thank you for the fact that we as the church have the wonderful privilege of being able to share the gospel as we go forward doing the work you've called us to teach them to come to know Christ, help them to come to know Christ, and then once they're saved, teaching and training them to do things your way. Help us as the church to boldly and graciously teach people that your way is the best way to do anything. That as we look to you for guidance and direction when it comes to relationships and sexuality and marriage, that there's no greater way to live life than doing things according to your counsel, your wisdom, and your direction. Father, thank you, Lord, for a tool like Ebony's book, Wife Uncooked, that can help, amongst other things, to be a tool to lay a vision for marriage before young women who often have tragically poor role models before them, who often have little to no vision for marriage because the culture is telling them that it's unnecessary, in fact, sometimes discouraging it. Help us to know, Lord, that, again, we, the church, it's our job to give the world your truth, your wisdom, your counsel, your word, and that they're never going wrong when they follow your word. We thank you and we praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Ebony Stamp. She's the author of Wife Uncooked. We'll be right back. Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Ebony Stamp. She's the author of the book Wife Uncooked. Ebony, once again, if someone wants to get the book, can you tell them how to get it?
Yes. If anyone would like to purchase the book, it is available on Amazon.com. And also, if you would like to reach me or get a hold of me in any way, my email is ebony@wifeuncooked.com. And that's Ebony with an I-E, E-B-O-N-I-E.
All righty then. All right. Well, in the last segment, are there any other truths or insights from your book that you're wanting to share with our listeners that would help them to better understand that getting a tool like this can be helpful to help them really move in the direction they need to move as they prepare themselves to be a wife?
Yes, absolutely. So really, with Wife Uncooked, many women, I believe, feel pressured sometimes to be the perfect wife, have the perfect body, perfect attitude, be the perfect homemaker, because that word perfect really is amplified in our culture and in every area before they say I do. But Wife Uncooked, it gives women permission to not be ashamed just when they're in their process. So the Bible is full of in-process people, just like David and Ruth and Esther and Peter. None of them were finished when God called them. And so I believe that within this book, it will help, it will encourage, it will bless, letting young women know, or even those who are in married now, marriage is not a destination. It's really, I believe it's a classroom. It's showing, it helps and reveals humility. And it also helps them reveal just who you are as an individual. And it just stands on truth. Growth is godly, and development is really, I believe it's spiritual. And I believe also that transformation is something that is a process and it's ongoing. So I pray that whoever does purchase this book, they really are able to grow in those areas and really allow God to define them in their identity, in their self-development. Because really, this book also, instead of chapters, I've actually called each chapter a recipe. So there's recipe one all the way through recipe 10. But it's actually, each recipe is a practical area of life. So we have a feeling financial, speaking about finances. We also have recipes where it's speaking about being of service in the earth realm to others and not just focused on ourselves. There's also the core. Recipe one is the core of who you are, and it speaks about who God called you to be, who God called you to become at the core of who you are. So I just pray that these are tools that will bless anyone who gets their hands on a copy.
Okay. All righty. Well, I want to ask if, Eben, if you'll share your perspective on this reality. We live in a culture where in many ways there are certain aspects of our culture that are just more difficult to navigate than they used to be. Part of it is, of course, for example, amongst other things, we live in a social media world where many young people, I'm of the opinion that elementary children have no business having smartphones, yet sadly, it's easy to find elementary as well as middle school children that are addicted to their cell phones. And again, the social media and the internet are major tools for influencing people into darkness. So that's a major challenge before us for everyone. But yes, definitely for women, insofar as I recall recently listening to some ladies talk about the fact that it used to be that it was girls when they were maybe middle school and high school that they were more into fashion, whereas now even elementary children, because of the influences that they see, are more concerned about things that you'd think would be older girls or older women concerns. But again, the fact is you're dealing with social media and internet, which are tools for that are major influential tools in our culture. So thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely an area, social media is definitely an area, and having the technology, it's supposed to be a tool in a positive way, but it's definitely not, because I feel like it's really numbing our children and it's raising our children and we don't even realize it. I believe it's shaping their identities and their values and even their insecurities faster than their parents are. And as wives and mothers and aunties and women becoming, we don't have to be, I believe that we are giving these to our children, we're giving these tools to our children, but it's hurting and harming them more than anything. And it's so much louder. Unfortunately, I believe that social media is so much louder, of course, than the Word of God and the church's influences on our children. And I believe we have to really step up into their lives, because I believe this is where the insecurities are being really, they're growing. This is causing this insecurity and the devastation of the identity of our children and their self-development because of social media, making them feel like they have to compare themselves to other people, making them feel like they feel less about themselves. But I believe as the adults and as the parents in our culture, we really should be really refining the Word of God in their lives. So I do agree with what you're saying.
And, you know, I'm going to ask if you'll take time to pray specifically for the church to really seek to become much more understanding of the challenges we're dealing with and innovative by the power of the Holy Spirit as to how to really address them, as opposed to doing little to nothing about it. As you mentioned, The social media is a loud influence in our culture, but we as the church can make the Word of God much louder as we simply do our job wisely and according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. So would you pray for the church in that regard?
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we appreciate you, Lord, for the bride of Christ. We thank you for your church. We thank you for your pastors. We thank you, Lord God, for the foundation that you have placed in the earth realm for us to not forsake. I thank you for the fellowship of the house of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that there will be an awakening within the ministries around the world. We pray and come into agreement right now that there will truly be an awakening, that there will be an understanding, that there will be a wisdom, a knowledge, that the church will become louder with the Word of God. The church will become louder with their influence. The church will become louder for our children, that we will be the first influence for our children in this generation, God. I ask that you raise up your church, Lord God, to be bold and courageous, to speak truly the Word of God, and to not back down, to not feel inferior to social media, to not feel inferior to the technology that is ever progressing. But Lord God, that the church will step up and step into the lives of our children, of our teens, of our young adults, to really cause, Lord God, your word to be highlighted more than ever before, that your word, Lord God, will penetrate the hearts of this generation like never before. We need our pastors, Lord God. Bless your pastors' eyes to even be open to the fact that we should have more events for our children. We should have more time with our children during the week, highlighting Bible studies, Lord God. We thank you, God, that, Lord, you will give the church strategy, give the church strategy on how to raise up our children in the way that they should go, so when that they get old, they will not depart from it. We glorify you for this, and we thank you, Lord, for the new awakening of the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ebony. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for us, the church. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be your hands and feet in this world. Thank you for the opportunity to be your mouthpiece in the world as your Holy Spirit empowers us to be an influence that will point people to Jesus Christ, help them to not only be saved, but to become mighty warriors that build your kingdom and tear down the kingdom of darkness. Help us to be about your business faithfully each and every day. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Ebony, our time is just about gone, but I want to ask if maybe any thoughts I want to share briefly, again, some more of the challenges that are out there, especially for young people, but in some ways, maybe a little bit more challenging often for young girls as well. I think of some of the challenges, as we've maybe alluded to, sexting that's out there, bullying, how sad it is, how many elementary kids, much less older kids that we hear, committing suicide because of bullying. Mm-hmm. And I recall a tragic news story about young people. Three young middle school girls went out in the woods. Two of them tried to murder their peer. Where do girls get an idea like that? Witchcraft and dark stuff on the internet. So again, our work is cut out for us as the church. Any final words of encouragement you'd like to share for women in particular and the church as a whole?
Yes, I just encourage anyone who is listening, any young girl, all the way to young women, just that the Lord is not calling us to be perfect. He's calling us to just come into a place with him and to really just sit with him. And I just encourage our young girls to not be overwhelmed, to not be afraid to express your emotions, to not be afraid to fail, to not be pressured to carry everything silently. I just bless our young women and that God will continue to encourage and lift them up and to send pastors after his own heart into their lives, and that they don't feel like they have to compare themselves to one another, but just to know that you are beautifully and you are wonderfully made, and God has made you in his image, and he wants good and great things and prosperous and successful things to go before you and to prepare you and to refine you, and that God will bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. So even in the difficulties of every day, even in the sadness, is. Even if you lay your head down at night and their tears are flowing, just know that God is there as your Father. He is there to comfort you, and all you need to do is ask. All you need to do is knock, and all you need to do is just trust in Him with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Try your best not to lean not into the society that is around you and the social things that are influencing you, things that are bringing you hurt and pain. We just be encouraged to lean on the Lord and to trust in Him with all your heart and know that He will be there to lift you up. He is there to answer your prayers and to be there for you in the darkest day of your life. And I just want to encourage everyone to know that from young all the way to older age.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Ebony, for being with us. And again, keep up the great work as you continue to minister to women. And we pray that God will mightily use this book to bless many, many women as well. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're not saved or you're not sure where you stand with the Lord, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and commit your heart and life to Christ and give your life to the Lord, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us now to make that eternally important decision in your life to give your life to the Lord Jesus? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I fully commit my heart and my life to you. Thank you for saving me. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. Please pray much for Ebony Stamps as the author of the book, Wife Uncooked, and pray for the ministry behind the book as well. Ebony, one more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or get the book, tell them how they can do that.
Yes, if you would like to purchase the book, you can purchase it at Amazon.com. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at ebony@wifeuncooked.com. And that's Ebony with an I-E. Thank you so much, Pastor.
All right. Ebony, thanks for being with us and keep up the great work following the Lord. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.